So, are you ready to talk about it, or?
I am. Take a listen. Think this day will be so different. In your ear or on your screen. The only place you need to be. That's the reason my tea. Guaranteed to give you everything you need. So now we're just gonna skip to the present. We just going.
We can go. What do you want to do? Shroom. So let me tell y'all. Shroom. In preparation for coming back, we didn't have a conversation.
We ain't had shit.
He was just like, we recording, and I was like, bad.
This day.
So and here we go.
This the time you need to show up.
Right. So staying true to what we do. We didn't prepare
and didn't.
But I can appreciate it. I'm just saying. I don't know what.
Grab one of the topics. Let's go. Pull up the phone. Let's grab a topic.
Do you want to grab a topic?
Grab a topic. All right. So while you look up a topic, if we're gonna now go to current events in a sense, as far as like what's going on. Shirt. So you said Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day this year wasn't. We didn't do anything. Shit. Bitch, we got a house. And that's it. But we've never been a big Valentine's Day couple. Mm-hmm. Like, it's never dating-wise, yes. I feel like you're like, you just gotta do that shit. But
you think
when
so?
I think until you know your partner. Like, dating-wise, you just do it because it just seemed like the right thing, but even though you haven't had the conversation about it. Mm-hmm. But when we had a conversation about, like, nigga, I don't need flowers. I don't need chocolate. I don't need no surprises. Don't give me no teddy bear because I don't know where the fuck it's going to go. Like, like, we can go do something. That's fine. Like, if we have time. But if we don't, it's okay. I'm not worried. Like, and that's how we both felt. Like, If we do something, we do something. We don't. Like, it doesn't...
So it wasn't a plan.
We never made Valentine's Day plans. We've never made dinner reservations on Valentine's Day or anything. Like, we've just never done that. Like, I think the last time we did Valentine's Day, we had crabs. Like, yeah, we both enjoy crabs. So we just had crabs that day. So...
You want to know something interesting about Valentine's?
What you doing
your Valentine's Day? I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything, but... And not that one doesn't have anything to do with the other, because it doesn't really affect me, but the last relationship that I was in years and years and years and years ago ended on Valentine's Day.
Oh, damn, friend. Damn.
So I don't, not that I, and some people are like, do you feel cursed? I don't feel cursed because I don't care. But yeah, I didn't do anything for Valentine's Day. Yes. But I'm not a big, I don't think that I would be a big Valentine's Day person anyway. I think I show my love and appreciation when it hits me, and it being Valentine's Day is more pressure than I want. And what if I don't feel that way in that moment? I feel obligated to do something. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that.
Let's do. So I'm torn between this one and where'd it go?
You want to jump into a topic? Because, you know, we at that
what
marker.
What?
We're at that marker. But.
No. Hold on. Wait, where's the other one? And then this one as well.
Allegedly, that one. Allegedly.
What?
Is that the one you're talking about?
No, not... Oh, yeah. Oh, you put allegedly in there. I think I didn't see that word.
I like the word allegedly.
Yeah. So, how you feel?
It's up to you. Because both of them are very interesting topics. And I'm, of course, I mean, they wouldn't be on there if we didn't both have an opinion about it.
Do you think I want, do you think we should bring like a specialist on for that one? Or
not
someone
a specialist. Or, we can.
Or someone,
someone that's in that space.
Yeah,
I got you.
Okay. All right. So
we're talking about allegedly.
I mean, okay, so we talked about our Valentine's Day, getting caught up on that.
Valentine's, yeah, Valentine's. So I will say this. For my birthday, interesting.
Ooh, this one is good too. I like that one. Yeah, uh-oh. let's discuss that one. I think that's fine.
That the port?
One. Yeah.
Okay. We talked about that a little bit, but I think because when we were both traveling, we both but my birthday, I will say that the weekend of my birthday.
Okay, let's do this one then.
The parents?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do that one.
Oh, you see, that's a two-part, right? But we both.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
The weekend of my birthday, I don't know if the stars had aligned. I met 3 or 4 different people in that, like, in the span of 2 days. And I was like, wow, it must be, like, this is going to be my year.
Wow.
Guess what? Wowzers. None of them. Well, we're cool, but we're just, it didn't evolve.
We know how that goes with you.
So yeah, but I thought it was cool. I was like, oh, this is cool. Okay. Let me see.
Anything else before we jump into the topic?
I mean, I have other stuff, but that stuff can come up. What's on there? These are just things that got on my nerves that I've been.
What else?
So like this, right?
Miranda rights?
Right. So this is in my head.
Okay.
Y'all, I love like crime TV. And so I've gotten on this thing of watching interrogation videos on YouTube.
Oh.
It's just...
That's an interesting YouTube.
Right. But literally, that's what I'm between that and 2020 on Hulu. That is what I do with all of my time. Like, all of my TV time is on those two things. So with the thing with the interrogation videos, they always say, okay, I have to read you your Miranda rights. You have the right to remain silent.
Anything you say
or do can and will be used against you in the court of law. This is what I threw. This was in my head. I was like, anything you say or do can and will be used against you. How do you navigate using something? Like, it's almost like you ain't gonna win this. So you can talk to me if you want to, because whatever you say or do, we're gonna flip it. That's how I internalize that.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to flip it and we're going to make it a bad thing. When, what if that's not the case? What if I'm wrongfully accused of some shit? But I'm like, okay, I'll talk to you because I didn't do it. So I can prove that I didn't do it. But anything you say or do can and will be used against you.
Juju.
What? That didn't make sense.
What's your name, Juju?
Right.
What's your last name? Jew. What's your first? Jew. What car? The black one.
But yeah, I was right. Just like, that's so weird.
But that's why people answer questions the way that they answer them.
True story. And then also, I did a Google search, and I couldn't find like the official Miranda rights. There's not an official, because there was some that says, so there was some that said you can whatever you say will be used.
Whatever you say can and will be used against you.
Yeah, sometimes it says can and doesn't say will. Oh. But all of the ones that I was watching, what triggered it in my mind was that it said can and will, can and will, can and will. And I was like, but why will? Can, I get that. Anything you say or do can be used against you in the court of law.
Which gives it a possibility.
But when you say and will, that
means you
sense.
Are going to
yeah,
do
it's
it.
It's like, okay, yeah. You came in and you talked to us and you told
maybe
us
it's the person.
I don't know.
Maybe it's the person or where they're from.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or do they say can and will, or they use one of the other?
The ones that I was watching, again, what triggered it was a can and will. And I was like, and will? How? So if
bitch,
I get
can
caught up,
and will be
I'm
used
not
against you.
Give me a lawyer.
Period.
Whether I did it or not, shit. I ain't saying nothing. I'm not talking. Well, you don't. And then they kind of do the commentary behind the scenes is like, oh, the police do this to do this and to do that. And I guess giving tips or whatever. And I was like, I don't know if they were tips. But yeah, they give commentary in the background. And I'm like, mm-mm. If I ever, God forbid, knock on wood, if I'm ever accosted by the police and they take me to a station, I ain't saying nothing.
Well, you know the rules are different when it comes to us anyway.
So. Yeah, true story. So that was
you already know what happened when me Antonio got stopped. So
that's baby. Yeah, I don't know what. Yeah. So that was one of the things that was on my mind. Paper,
please. What's wrong with that?
I cannot stand.
Food. Bitch, you don't do dishes.
Listen, when, not in general, I'm saying.
Give me a scenario.
Social media. These bitches be like, look what I cooked. Da, 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 da.
And as a person that cooks and do dishes, you can show it to me on a paper plate because it doesn't matter.
It matters to me.
Why? You still gonna eat it? The food ain't gonna, the taste of the food ain't gonna change.
It changes.
No, it don't.
It doesn't change. No. It doesn't change because I'm not eating it. When I'm looking at social media, I'm just like.
Everybody ain't got.
I just think a paper plate minimizes, it diminishes the meal.
Ain't got
meal.
A plate to like, ain't nobody got a Instagram plate. If it's a white plate, it's a white plate. That's what.
You can see styrofoam in a picture.
The chefs put their stuff on a white plate. A white plate is a white plate. A white plate is, in my opinion, the white plate is the white plate.
And that's why we're different. Don't show me shit on no paper plate on Instagram or nowhere else. It's just, I'm like, okay, next.
I'm not doing dishes, so therefore you're getting this paper plate.
Or just don't show it. Eat that shit and be about your business. Well,
everybody got to post everything.
Well, they shouldn't post on paper plates. That's just me.
Everybody got to post everything, so you're going to see this meal. Don't worry about the plate, because I'm not going to wash these dishes. Like, you're not here to wash these dishes for me. So I'm putting it on a paper plate so I can throw this shit away when I'm done.
I don't even have to see it because you don't have to post it
on your paper plate. Right. You're absolutely right.
Now, when you see it on a plate, a regular plate.
Honestly, it does not matter to me.
It doesn't? Mm-mm. When I see shit on a paper
plate. It depends on how the food. Honestly, I'm looking at the food. I'm not looking at the plate. I'm not eating the plate.
The plate changes.
No, because you know what? Those black plates. At most, black-owned restaurants irritate me. I am so sick of seeing them black plates. I hate the black plates, bowl, fork, spoon. I don't even want
to
see it.
Well, the thing is, the one place that I went to, it was, like, literally flat. Like, it wasn't even, there was no curvature. There was nothing keeping anything on the plate. It was very annoying.
I can't stand up with those black plate sets.
The black, like, it looks like rock almost.
I don't give a fuck. It's black. I don't want to see it. Like, I guess because it's been done, it's just like, damn, like, why everybody gotta have them? Like, y'all couldn't pick another cover? Like, why? Like,
you prefer, wait, so a paper plate or the black plate?
I'm tired of, I don't wanna get paper. If you're gonna post your food, I'd rather you, because if you post it in that plate, nasty, trash.
See, that's how I feel about paper plates.
Trash.
Throw it away. Yeah, I just...
Because I guess I'm just tired of seeing them.
The appeal is gone for me on a paper plate. I'm sorry. I'm not... I'm no longer interested.
I'm still interested. If it's a food good, I'm interested. Give me another one.
No, thank you. I'm good. And the only other thing that bothered me in life recently is Negroes with dirty fingernails. It's very...
It's not only Negroes. It's a lot of people.
Yeah,
I don't think this doesn't... this doesn't discriminate at all.
Man,
woman, black, white.
It's gross. Mm-mm. But I think that when we're in a space getting to know each other, that is a huge turnoff. Mm-hmm. Huge. And when you don't have, this is bad, but.
We're used to this from you. Go ahead.
When you don't have like appealing walk by air.
Wow.
I'm just if it's like. Some people smell stale.
Ooh.
That is not an attractive quality.
I've never experienced that before.
Never?
Not from someone I know.
I don't know them.
Oh.
I mean, these are like, so you know when you're out and about. And
oh, yeah. That's someone has a BO. Yeah.
Not even, it's just your walk by air isn't appealing.
And wouldn't that be a BO if you have a.
No, because stale isn't necessarily bad. It's just like, maybe. So, example. What was I doing? I was doing something and I put on a sweatshirt that I hadn't worn in a while. It's been in a bin. And I was like, what?
A bin.
It just was like, it smelled like it had been in a bin. And I was like, ooh, I don't like this for me. I think I was just out running errands and I was like, mm-mm. It was like, it's just been sitting kind of.
A bin.
So, yeah, I just don't, I don't know. Probably why I'm still single, because those the thing, like dirty, especially... when your nails are short and they're dirty.
Like, how did the dirt get there? Why is it there? What you been doing?
Ugh. Right. It makes you want to look at, but I'm just, So those are just the little things that have been
I do lately. Sometimes I do wonder how dirt got underneath of people's nails sometimes. Like, what you been
doing? And women also, I mean, not that I pay that much attention, but like when women have acrylics and stuff like that, and they talk, sometimes, you know, they talk with their hands or whatever, and they're under back here is, I'm just like, just because they're pretty on this side, they should be cleaned up on this side too. Mm. That's just me.
Well,
there's that.
You let the people know, friend.
I'm just saying.
Upset.
Put on some cologne or a body something so we can walk.
What if they did?
Try something else. I've been trying to find my scent. I don't think you're trying to find your scent? Yes. I feel like I've done.
I need to buy more of mine.
I feel like I've done like some. I put on something today and I don't think it just sits well.
You didn't smell like anything today. I tell you that much.
That's what I'm saying.
Damn, it's gone already? I have a new body butter place I need to share with you. So, in the midst of our break, during the cold season, which is
it's
now,
right now.
I have been very ashy and dry. And when I say ashy and dry, I would literally, up until this point of me finding this new product, I would shower, put on lotion, moisturizer, whatever the case may be, previous products, and let's say go to bed. Mm-hmm. When I would wake up and go to the gym, like my legs would be ashy. Mm. And when I, like the ash would, like if you scratch me, the ash would show. I'm just like,
bitch. How?
Like, I ain't did shit.
Right. I laid in the bed.
Like, yeah. I ain't did nothing. And so it's just like product after. And some of the stuff I had in the summertime, I was like, well, maybe because it was summer, you know, I'm not that dry. But now it's wintertime, I'm like, I thought it would work. So I was like, okay, well, let me now try this. Mm-hmm. And then the new product, it did not work. But I already spent my money. So now I got to see this shit through. But, right. You know, so now that I got a better product, it stays through the night. Mm-hmm. And is there...
How did you find it?
My best friend, Daryl. Okay. I'd asked him. Because, you know, just like talking to you, complaining, yeah. Like, you know, my skin is dry. Like, what do you use? And mm-hmm. He's like, well, I heard about this and yada, yada. Because I started to go back to the body shop. But they don't make the almond butter that I previously had. And I'm just like, oh, I don't want to do it. Like, I've had them. And so I'm just like kind of over it. Like, I wanted something new. And he told me about it. They're, you know, good pricing. I realize now I need an oil and in addition to my body butters as well. I didn't have to do that before. Maybe the winter is a little bit more harsh to me this year.
I definitely. It's been cold.
Because I've never needed a oil first and then put on body butter. I never had to done that, but now I do it.
You put on the oil first?
When I get out of the shower, I put on the oil. Sense. And then I put on the that body butter.
I was just thinking that too. So the bad thing about me is when I'm bad with seeing things through. Like when you say you use a product through just to make sure. Once I feel like it's not doing nothing, I'm on to
Oh, once that new stuff came in, I got rid of the other. Oh, okay. I mean, it's still there to use.
If you need, yeah. But I'm very bad about that. I'm just like, okay, well, that didn't work by.
It depends on how fast my new product comes in.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll not gift it, but I'll be like, hey, if somebody else wants to use some shit, I'm like, this didn't work.
Because I only ordered one. It was already
open. No, but body butter is not something I wouldn't. Try if somebody was like, hey, try this.
No, these were lotions that I had prior to. One of them was a body butter, another one was a lotion that, of course, stated that it would give like that, you know, the lock in moisture, yada, yada, yada. And I'm just like, oh, bitch, you ain't do nothing. You ain't do nothing. I'm just as dry as I was before. So, like, it literally looked like I had not put on anything. Like, that's how bad it was. That's bad. Bitch.
Yeah. Like, especially if you just went to bed. Like, I could see if you were out all day.
No, like, this would be in the morning. And yeah. I was like, well, maybe when I stepped outside because it's cold, now my skin just dried out. But, it was the morning time, so.
Mm. Well.
You live and you learn, you know? Glad I found
something. I'm definitely interested to see where you get them from so I can try them out. Are they black owned or no?
Yeah, apparently they're black on too.
Love that. Because it's Black History Month, y'all.
It is.
So we're going to talk about, I don't know how we pose it. Not pose it, but.
I ain't one of your little friends.
Who are you talking to? That's what my mom used to always say. Who are you talking to?
That was the line, like, we're not friends and everything like that. So I guess there is still a level of respect when you talk to your parent in a way. Like, granted, you know, we're both grown now. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I can, it's a very thin line. Like, I'm not going to be disrespectful to my mom. Mm-hmm. Like, can I cuss around her? Yes.
I cannot.
Well, your mom's a little bit different.
Oh.
Okay. Tawanda knows I cuss. Like,
I'm sure my mom knows I cuss.
And she cuss?
I don't think she cursed. My mom.
Go ahead. So it's like, but if I cuss, I don't have to be like, my mom's in the room. Like, I don't have to do, like, I'm just going to continue on with what I was saying. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not disrespecting you. Now, if it was, like, in your case where, like, you can't cuss around, like, then yes, I wouldn't do it. But we talk a little bit different. Like, I don't disrespect her, but we're grown. We can have adult conversations, you know, in a sense. There's certain things I don't want to hear her say. I'm sure there's certain things she don't want to hear me say. But yeah, like if I want to call my mom and vent about somebody, I ain't gonna be like, mom, why this bitch do, like, I ain't gonna do that. Okay. I'm gonna tell her like who the person is and, you know, right, what happened, right, everything, right, like that. But yeah, I'm not just going to like just fly off the rails cussing and everything like that.
When do you feel like the relationship changed? Like from the point of this is my, like, so for me, I would say
she started talking differently to me.
Okay.
I felt more comfortable to talk, like, be more relaxed.
Mm-hmm. So I knew that there was boundaries. I feel like I've always known that there's boundaries, but I think that there was always times that I tried to cross them in a sense. Mm-hmm. Not to be disrespectful necessarily, but just to see. Right. So, like, my cousins, I have some cousins that call their mother. I think a lot of my cousins actually call their mother by their first name.
I would never.
So I asked my mom, I said, can we call you by your first name? She said, absolutely not.
It doesn't even feel right. I can.
But now I do it in a...
The only thing jokingly that I do with my mom that she hates is when I be like, your baby father asks about you.
Oh.
Like, she hates that. But I think... or I'd be like, did you tell your baby father happy birthday? so mad. But I could not call her by her first name. And what's weird is she's saved in my phone under her first and last name, but that's because she's a conspiracy theorist, and she told me I can't save her as mom because someone's going to get my phone, and they're going to know that she's my mom, and they're going to text her this versus her. Girl, okay.
We need $10,000 to get your son back.
We didn't kidnap your son. Mom, you know they lying.
So this is crazy. In my phone, my mother is her first and last name, but Tonio's mom, Mama Lisa. All of my friends... If I have their mother's number, it's Mama something. So
I even had to change my grandmother's name. She didn't have my first and last name. Like, all because of somebody get my phone. Like, please don't believe them. Like, why would y'all? And this was years ago, and I just never changed it.
Like,
but it's just like, so now when I call, now I'm calling someone, like, it's just...
But yeah, so I asked, could I call her by her first name? And she was like, no, but now I think I do it playfully. Like, I definitely call my mother mom or whatever, but sometimes, like, hey, coach. She'd be like, hey. And then...
Well, that's different.
Yeah, but I'm saying, as a child, when I was still a child, it was very much, we don't play
I those would... Games. My mom... When my mom would... She'd get tired of me calling her name, so she'd be like, I changed my name. Like, she's like, I don't go by mom no more. I'd be like, Tawanda, mommy, like, I just don't say her name. She's like, no, that's not my name. I changed my name. I'm like, well, you, lady.
So how do you feel about, because this was always a thing for me, or not how did you feel? Did you grow up with people around you that were just super disrespectful to their parents?
I've seen it.
Like, but people and that I you just were close like, to? Right. Like, in high school, I was at a friend's house, a group of us. We're all, like, this was the hangout spot. So that tells you something because the mother was there. And the girl said, "Mom, you're being a complete bitch right now." I said, "Ooh, we about to go because that don't fly."
What?
She was like, "Why would you say that?
Why would you say
that? Why would you say that?
She ain't swing first?"
Right. I said, "Oh my gosh.
Oh my
gosh." So that was like,
I mean, that's when you, I know, I've never had a friend that close that ever, you know, said something like that to their mom, but it would be more so like in public. And a thing that, of course, in your words, unnerved me was, you know, when people are like, "What?" Or they say, "What to that?"
Oh, I'm not allowed.
Oh,
we're not allowed to say "What" now.
That's dumb people.
Very much so, because ain't no way.
I could never.
If we said "What" when we were, I would get grounded.
And when you look at, like, social media and people like, "Oh, that's because y'all trying to be y'all kids' friends and yada, yada, yada," and everything like that. And when I look at, like, my cousins that have these particular kids that are younger. They have the younger kids, but they don't let that shit fly.
No.
They don't let nothing. Like, the shit they see on social media, like, "Oh, I'm glad." Like, some stuff is, like, a healthy conversation where, like, you can tell, like, the child can, like, express themselves. And not to say, like, my little cousins can't express themselves and everything like that, but there is still a level of respect. Like, I think one of my younger cousins said "bruh" to his mom. She's like, "I'm not your fucking bruh."
Right.
Like, but, like, I think, but they have a cool relationship. She said, "But you're not." She's like, "I'm not one of your, like, no, you're never going to call me bruh." Like, don't. And he was upset, you know, for whatever the case may be. She's like, "Don't call me no fucking bruh." Like, nah.
I think times have definitely changed, because even, like, my sister and my niece's relationship is very different from my mother and my sister. And, you know, and I just, my niece, what I can appreciate is that she's very comfortable. And, I mean, she's 19 now, so she's a adult. But prior to that, she was very vocal and very sure of herself, in my opinion. So she would speak, like Kenan would say, matter-of-factly. I don't like kids talking to me matter-of-factly. Like, she would be like, she would be like, "Uncle, can you da-da-da-da?" I'd be like, "No, why? Excuse me?" Because I said no. Like, that is the end of the conversation.
Your sister would probably give her a reason as to why.
And that's what I'm saying. But this is what I don't get. How the fuck do we have that now when, to me, we were raised a certain way? Why doesn't that continue? Because we were raised
But as they say, you know, we turned out well or fine or whatever like that, but it does not mean that style of parenting was correct. Like, why could we not ask why? Why could we not know? And to be honest, children knew what was going on. You knew if your parents were struggling or were having issues, upset, sad, no matter what mask they put on, a child knew, but we had to stay in the child's place. We couldn't ask, "Well, why can't I have that?" or "Why can't I go there?" It was always because I said so.
I don't think I knew too much, because my mama said we didn't have no money at one time, and I ain't never felt like I was poor, ever. She was like, "Well, then," and I was like, "Girl, no, we've never been there." But I get what you're saying, and that makes sense. But I just still think that, some of that value has been lost in parenting today.
I understand,
the gentle parenting and the ass, we're going to have a conversation. I get it.
Or just allow your child to express why they are upset. You know, to talk that through versus a beating and everything like that. Now, I do feel as if there are some parents that have not put the fear, like they say, you got to put the fear of God in that child. Like, I do feel as if that aspect has been lost. Like, yes, there was the fear of God put in me, you know, by my mom. Granted, my mom didn't beat me like that, but I still respected my mom. There was still authority. Like, I'm not going to talk back or whatever the case may be. But if I had something to say, you know, I could say it. But some of the children, they, like, "Mom, you're being such a bitch right now." And it's just absolutely not. Like, if you use another word.
No teeth. There is no word you can say in that context.
I mean,
context.
Like, "Mom, I feel as if you're being unfair or like, there are other words in which you can use.
Agreed.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I appreciate parents that allow their child to express themselves within that manner. You know, just explain why they're upset.
But I think it's a blur. Because, again, I just think, like you just said, our parents we had fear, right? I don't think that it's twofold. I don't think that my niece fears my sister, but I know that she respects her.
She ain't gonna try her hand.
No.
Like my only thing is, I just need the child to know, like, if you swing on me, I'ma fuck you up. That's the difference in which I'm seeing these days. Like, these kids gonna fight their parents and they feel like they're gonna win. No, I need you to know if you swing on me, you're gonna get fucked up.
That happened. Well, not like that. So I was 10. I remember this very vividly. I was 10. We were in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And I told my mother, I don't know what we were talking about, but I said, if I wanted to beat you up, I could. And she said, do you think so? In my 10-year-old mind, I said, yes. She said, okay, let's try it. And I was like, no, I don't want to hit you. Like, in my head. Coachella, put them... I said, oh, never. Never would I ever.
And I think, like, that's what it is. Like, if your child feel like they can beat your ass, they're going to try. They're going to try. Because they know, like, what you want to do to me?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That fear, like you said, that fear isn't... And not that I wasn't... Like, I don't know where... Like I said, I don't know if it was in connection with whatever conversation we were having or if it just crossed my mind and I said it. But it wasn't on the strength of I would ever try her. But I knew from that moment, if I wanted to, it wasn't going to go down. But
I think, that's the only piece, like... I know that none of my little cousins feel as if they could ever beat any of their parents.
Yeah.
I know that for a fact.
Yeah, but I still don't necessarily, and my family will say, like, if you were a parent, you would be, like, a very strict and overprotective. And I don't know that I would be, I would be a helicopter parent. Because I feel like I have to protect my child from everything.
You just ain't gonna talk to my child no kind of way.
What you mean?
I don't know, but it's just certain, like,
you mean other adults or
other adults, children, school?
When my niece was younger, again, she's the closest thing. I have godchildren too, but when I would hear about something happen, I'm like, who? Because let's do this. Like, what? Let's ride on them. Like, I wouldn't.
And what's funny now, like, being of a certain age and having been able to, you're an adult, so now you can have adult conversations, be in the room with adults. You don't have to leave the room because adults are talking anymore. So, like, recently, like, I was with my family for a Super Bowl, and for like the holidays and everything like that, Christmas and so forth, and the conversation came up as far as, like, their baby daddies, like my cousin, my mom, my godmother, and everything like that. And the fact that we can now all sit here and laugh about this, you know what I mean? And talk about what happened back then and everything like that. Like, that's funny to me.
Right.
And even, you know, I talk about my godbrother Montez. So, like, he's grown now. He's successful and yada. And, like, he's in the conversation. I was just like... And I think he had his, like a little friend with him or whatever like that. And I think we were just taking shots. And I think we did Blanco first. And then we went to a different tequila. And she's like, oh, what is that? I said, oh, no, we got it. We up the ante now. I said, we about to do doubles and da-da. She was just like, oh, my God. I said, it's your first time here? I said, you don't know how this work? She's like, it's your first time? I said, girl, I raised him. I said, it's never my first time, just so you know.
Hello, ma'am. Respect me.
Never my first time. I changed his diapers. It's never my first time. But, like, when we were sitting there talking about baby fathers and everything like that, so at Christmas was at my god sister's house, and her father came. And, again, baby mamas, baby fathers from the 90s, It ain't looking good in the 2020s. Let me say that. So I can see, like, my godmother is, like, irritated that he here. But in her mind, she, like, I can't do shit because, like, that's her father. But she kind of would, like, tell his nigga leave.
He came, he saw, goodbye.
And then my Aunt Kim was there, and she was just like, I think she had got a new phone, so it kind of erased her baby father phone number, but it was in there. And he had texted her, and she was just like, who this? Oh, so you deleting my number? I said, why they crazy? I said, why they so crazy? I said, you know, my mom fault, they can't be in the same room together. And
I don't think
during Super Bowl, we were just, like, talking about it. It was like, y'all picked them. Like, what y'all want us to do? I said, but look at us. Like, we good now.
Right. Like, we don't need them,
And they was like, you talk to your father. You know, they never want you to talk to the father. And it's just funny that like, we can all sit here and laugh about this now. But this is what they went through, like, with these niggas. And it's just like, my cousin, like, Katisha, she was funny. She was just like, I can't stand him and yada, yada. But Destiny's a whole OBGYN. So it's just like, okay. Look what came up. Like, look what happened.
Look, you did good at the end of it all. You did good.
We know y'all don't like him no more. Like,
that's why. So I think that's the.
And it's just like the comfortability of sitting there and having that conversation. Like, I'm talking, like, if younger me, I wouldn't have. I can't say I talk about my mom and my dad like that. But
you would have been having thoughts that stayed in your head.
And I say to my mother, because they was just like, we didn't want our child to basically end up with the same men that they had dated. I said, well, thank God I'm gay. And I had a praying grandmother. I said, I was like, wait, I still could have ended up with somebody like my father. I said, but that's why I had a praying grandma.
I would say, hold on, friend, because it could have very much been that. But the fact is, well, I can't even say that. I was like, well, he would have never been no baby daddy, but you can definitely have kids in same gender relationships. So
yeah, definitely could have adopted or whatever the case. Or they could have had a child. I mean, we could have had a child before me. Knowing the men that they dated, it definitely could have been another baby there some way, some kind of. But it just felt funny sitting there, like my mom's in a room, grandma, and like we're just all sitting around discussing that.
It's
and
like a full circle. Like we're like you're in the space and in the conversation now from
and like back I in can talk to like my mom friends now and I can hit them up. I can cuss around them or whatever. Like we can all be at the bar drinking together. Right. You know what I mean? So sometimes it does feel weird. Like, oh shit, like we drinking together. But then I was like, bitch, we drinking together. So it's kind of.
My mother, like, I'm not close to any of her friends, for real. Like, and then right now, not right now, but the people that she's around, of course, are in and of the church. So.
Ciao, boo.
I don't be like, I mean, I'm like, hello, okay, bye. Like, yeah. But it is very, very, very different. But I think I appreciate more the way that we were raised versus today's generation. I just think that there's some good things, but then I just feel like there's a lot of structure to be desired, in my opinion. I just think that these kids are a different
parenting style, but our age, are the ones that are raising these kids. So we're the ones that changed it.
I feel like that's the problem. Like, again, there are some old school minded.
We are in therapy. Everyone in our age group is in therapy. So, therefore, our parents, did they do a good job? Yes. But we're in therapy for a fucking reason. So, yes, the parenting style has changed because there was. And it all depends on the person. There are certain things that we went through as a child with our parents that we don't want. You know, to go through that with our child. Do we want our child to stay in a child place? Yes. But do I want my child to be expressive of their feelings and be able to talk to me? Mm-hmm. You know?
I get it.
You know, that was, like, especially when it comes to things as far as sex, we would have never had those conversations with our parents. You know what I mean? Those sexual feelings, absolutely not.
Especially us.
So, like, for people, so if we had kids, that's where we want that friend aspect because we done seen some shit. Mm-hmm. So we want you to feel comfortable enough to tell us if you're having this feeling, who you like, who you don't like. What, and it's not, is it an overprotective type thing? Yes, we done seen some shit.
Yeah.
We done seen some shit.
I get it. I'm not saying that it's wrong. I just think that it's a little
bit different. And when they do the math between some of the people in the family of the age gap.
And then also, I think that our parents are kind of, I guess, fitting into that space because, of course, our parents are much different grandparents. than they were.
Oh, absolutely.
Than they were.
Absolutely. Which,
and again,
I already know my grandmother is different from how she raised my mother.
Exactly. and it's my grandbaby. Like, I don't have to be.
Oh, your grandma get whatever she wants.
Yeah. And like when my grandmother was here, baby, I didn't have to ask for much because it was just like here. So I get it. I mean,
you know, you know, I'm a better.
I'm not gonna say that.
I don't want to be so mad. I'm like, that is my grandma.
If there was no her, there would be no you.
Speaking of, I feel like Mother's Day is wrong.
Okay.
She wouldn't be a mother if it weren't for me. Like, how you get your birthday and Mother's Day? Ain't no Child's Day.
Because all we get is our birthday.
But how you get mother? But it wouldn't, if you wouldn't be a mother if it wasn't for me. Like, if I was not here, Mother's Day would come and go for you. It would be a regular day, a regular Sunday.
So what do you propose we do, friend?
She needs to start taking me out.
She gonna take you and slide that bill right on over to you when everything is all said and done. I hear you though. That does make sense.
Like, we don't get a call, hi, thank you for making me a mother. I gotta call you and thank you for being a good mother. Thank you for making me a good mother. How about that?
With a man you don't even like no more. Ma'am. That is true. I've never really thought about it. I guess it would make more sense if there was a Child's Day. Then we can... It's a back and forth, but you're right. I mean, I helped you. I got you here.
Yeah.
Where's my thanks? I'm gonna tell my mama that next time I talk to her. What do I get?
On Mother's Day, like, we gotta give you flowers, presents, and everything like that, but I'm the reason.
Come on, Jesus.
I'm the reason for the season.
I did this for you.
I did this for you.
Support me, bitch. Not mom, bitch, but just. I'm done.
And what about people with multiple children?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? You know what their defense is going to be? Because this is how they do. As much as I've done for you, I didn't ask to be here.
That was your choice.
You're right.
I agree with that 100%.
You made a choice to be a mother. Bitch, they might say you was a mistake, and that now I'm feeling sick. See, that's why we in therapy.
But you still did it.
That's why we in therapy.
You still did. You laid down and did what you did.
And you pushed me out.
So here we are.
There was a period. There was a period in which you could have said,
Show could have said, I don't want this for me.
Absolutely not.
So, here we are.
You could have hit that pager, send me my 500. Like,
not a pager.
It was pages back then. It wasn't no text. It wasn't. Come on now.
Well, back in my, when I was, maybe it was, it had to be a phone call or a pull up. I'm at the house. That's true though. I agree with you.
I mean, on those days, we honor our mother, but we're the, honestly, everyone, everywhere you go, happy Mother's Day, happy Mother's Day, this and third. What about the people that are like, oh, I don't have children, but thank you. Just say it to a random woman, well, happy Mother's Day, I don't have children, but thank you.
That's a touchy subject, because some people have had pregnancies.
Right.
That's a whole nother topic. I'm not going down that road, but.
I want to know who started Mother's Day. We're going to have to figure that out. When did it start and why?
Who proposed Mother's Day?
Who y'all write a letter to?
It was probably a woman. It had to be a woman. And Father's Day came after the fact. After they said, oh, we're going to do this. They was like, well, what about us?
The month after that. Because it's in June, right?
Who started Mother's Day? No. Anna Jarvis of Philadelphia, whose mother had organized women's groups to promote friendship and help, originated Mother's Day on May 12, 1907.
Damn.
She held a memorial service at her late mother's church in Grad. So her mother was passed, so she wanted to honor her mother? I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. The modern holiday was first celebrated in 1907 when Anna Jarvis held the first Mother's Day service of worship at Andrews Methodist Episcopal Church in Grafton, West Virginia. Andrews Methodist Church now holds the International Month. So
it had to be someone in the church.
It was a Caucasian, Anna Jarvis,
and it was a Christian.
So when did Father's Day? Now I want
to
know.
Now we're invested. Now we're invested in these days that ain't got nothing to do with us. And we are the reason.
Where is Children's
Day?
Well,
some fathers was a Rolling Stone, so.
Father's Day was founded in Spokane, Washington at the YMCA in 1910.
They had the YMCA.
By Sonora
in 1910, so they waited 3 years.
In Arkansas. Its first celebration was in Spokane on June 19th, 19. Oh, it was a woman, Sonora Smart Dodd. Her father, the Civil War veteran William Jackson Smart, was a single parent who raised his 6 children there. So she did it in honor of.
So all the Father's Day and Mother's Day originated in honor. So pretty much they got to be dead before we celebrate.
Well, no, I think that.
That's what I got from it. If you're alive, you don't get a present.
No. I feel like he was, because it said her father, the Civil War veteran William Jackson Smart, was a single. So I'm assuming he was still alive.
Because he was a single father. So he ain't single no more. He got married.
But hold on. That was 1910. What did we say for 1907?
So they waited 3 years. 3 years and a month later.
We celebrating these Caucasian no more.
Now they got to tell my mom because a Caucasian woman.
Anna Jarvis did. She set us up. She probably.
And now we're here. Buying gifts on flowers on Mother's Day. Gifts, what you do?
Happy Mother's Day.
That's it?
I don't have to. So this is the one thing I love about my mother. I have a friend who, her mother, I'm using the word loosely, but I don't know if she made her, proposed to her that she do this, but she would give her mother an allowance every month because her mother raised her. Hmm. But I think it was her mother's idea from the conversation that I recall having. Mm-hmm. Her mama was basically like, you owe me.
Oh, shit.
My mother has never made me feel like or said out her mouth that I owe her anything. So I appreciate that because I do, like outside of my friend, I've heard other people, you owe me. Girl, you did that.
I've heard that. My mom never made me feel as if I did owe. But I know of people that kind of think like that.
Yeah, but my thing is, like you kind of said, I think we both said it. It's you did the deed that got
you
here.
You planned your life and planned to have kids.
No, I wasn't planning because I don't think I was planned. But when I...
No, I'm saying, but for others, like, you planned your life to have a kid. Like,
or you planned it and this is what happened and you went along with it. You said this is a part of life, so I'm going to roll with it. So
at any point, I could have not been here.
Yeah. I'm thankful. Like, I can appreciate the fact that I'm
here.
Didn't
you used to tell your sister she was adopted?
She is. She wasn't really adopted. She was just left at the house.
See what I mean?
And Coachella was like,
I guess we're going to keep her.
I guess. Like,
see,
here she
is. That was another choice.
Right.
She just wanted extra gifts, see, on Mother's Day.
Maybe. And I don't, Amber does.
They used to have us in school making Mother's Day. The disrespect. Disrespect. In school, making a Mother's Day card.
And then Daddy Day card. Father's Day cards as well.
And the summer. No, we went, who was this school in June?
Did you take?
Summer school?
No, they did stuff for Father's Day. I remember making the tie.
Father's Day is in June.
It is, but I remember doing stuff. I don't know where.
You had to, I mean, yeah, it wasn't in school. School was out.
Was it?
You should have been out. The last day of school, ain't never go to no June 19th. You almost at the end of the month.
I don't know. Well, why were we making those cards? You never made a Father's Day card? Well, your daddy was in jail.
Wow.
It came out wrong.
Damn.
That came out all the way wrong. Because he can receive mail. So
sorry. And y'all wonder why we ain't recording? Y'all see this shit?
That wasn't right, and I did not mean that like that.
Damn, friend, he wasn't there my entire life. Shit.
You made something for your father.
I'm sure I did, but not
in school. School was out.
Nobody, my mom was not having me at no table making no card with no tie on it. That was in school.
Well, maybe y'all just had a longer
school
year. When
did school start?
September. The last day of school is usually early June.
Maybe we made it before we got out of there.
Maybe, but... Or maybe you was in camp. You could have just been in camp. You didn't go to camp? Mm-mm. Maybe you was in summer school. Once.
Then I didn't even make no damn.
Was you in summer school?
Once. Oh. I went to a summer program. I didn't go to summer school.
And you never went to camp?
Mm-mm. Hmm. Mm-mm. I was a babysitter during the summer. We didn't have those only child luxuries to go to camp. Coachella was like, this is camp. Camp Coachella. You watch Amber while I go to work. What?
Bitch.
What? I'm sorry. My father was in jail too at one point in his life somewhere.
But you tried mixing like my father was in jail all my fucking life. And I couldn't make that man like a mistake.
Well, you still could have made it in sentence to him, but I don't see Tawanda being like, yeah, we're going to put Jesus. This in the mail.
Well, she definitely didn't say that.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God. I know how you feel, friend.
Well, I think that's enough for the comeback episode.
Bitch, yeah, when you start taking digs, I ain't
disrespect. It was an accident. I didn't mean it like that. I just, it's an hour. I was like, well, maybe he doesn't remember because his father was... Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of A Little R&R Podcast. We are back.
Yes, with all the bullshit. With all back.
We is back on our bullshit.
Period.
Yes, share us with your friends. Definitely come back in a couple weeks. I think we're going to... We haven't discussed nothing, y'all. Legit.
We ain't. So, this was just random, and we just knew we needed to get it done.
But there is not another hiatus coming.
No, there's not.
We're definitely back on our shit. So we appreciate you rocking with us. We appreciate you guys wanting to hear from us.
Yes.
And stay tuned. Like I said, we definitely have some great topics coming up. We have some great guests coming on. All of the things of the things. I guess I'll play catch up with some videos and pictures of what's been going on. I'll have to put a little, this is what was going on at this time. Cool. It's going to be on the stories though, because I don't like really posting, I just want to post episodes to the page. I don't want to post the bullshit.
Gotcha. I mean, well, this ain't bullshit. I mean, because
No. I'm saying like the stuff from my birthday or...
Just put it all in a reel.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be a reel. So it's been real.
Hey.
Holla.
Talk to y'all later. Bye-bye.
Whew. I miss